This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, March 28. Rescued. Our reading comes from Colossians chapter 1. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all God's people. The faith and love that spring from the hope stored up for you in heaven, and about which you have already heard in the true message of the gospel that has come to you. In the same way, the gospel is bearing fruit and growing throughout the whole world, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and truly understood God's grace. You learned it from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on our behalf, and who also told us of your love in the Spirit. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and giving joyful thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of His holy people in the kingdom of light. For He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son He loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. In the change of seasons, springtime brings longer days and shorter nights. So, in a sense, as we move from winter into spring and summer, we leave behind days of darkness as each day brings more light. The Apostle Paul often uses the image of light and dark to talk about our spiritual condition. The point here is that we are not only delivered out of something, but also brought into something as well. As followers of Jesus, we are transferred into the kingdom of light. We share in the inheritance of His holy people in the kingdom of light. Light often symbolizes glory, truth, holiness, and life. It has to do with the authority and sovereign rule of the King. Because of Christ's work to save us from sin, we are no longer in the dominion of darkness. We are freed to live fully in the precious, grace-filled, compassionate, and loving rule of Christ. Christ shares this kingdom with us. C.S. Lewis once said, "We are half-hearted creatures, fooling about with worldly ambitions when infinite joy is offered us. Like an ignorant child who wants to go on making mud pies in a slum because he cannot imagine what is meant by the offer of a holiday at the sea. We are far too easily pleased. Today, let yourself be rescued and enjoy the life of light that Jesus offers. Then share that light with others. Pray with me. Father, take us away from our own dark sin and bring us into your wonderful light. Make us shining examples of full life in your kingdom. In Jesus, amen."
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.